here with Vandal Wrestling coach Jason Clay. And coach, a little bit of a slow start, but even losing the first five, only being down 16, everybody able to keep the matches tight, and you guys were able to get going once the lineup flipped.
Yeah, those are some matches we felt like we could win, and we got beat on our feet, which is not something that usually happens, so we'll have to go back and work on that. But yeah, like you said, we were giving up decisions. You know, we lost five in a row, and it really felt like we were getting hammered, and the next thing you know, we got the lead, you know, and that's, you just got to stick with it. And that's one point I made to the kids afterwards, is we gave up no pins. You know, we lost five bouts, but they were all by decision or major decision, but you know, we need to win some of those bouts, but we did win a couple tough matches when we swung back around, and obviously they had a whole couple holes in their lineup to help us, but you know, kids that went out there and performed pretty well in the lower weights.
Yeah, I mean, you, especially early in the season, you're gonna have issues like that conditioning wise. I mean, you want to try to limit it as much as you can, but you know it's going to be a factor.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, you know, the first match, the first time making weight, and then you add on the excitement, the jitters. You know, you've been practicing for 3 weeks and you're ready to hit the mat, and the kids get excited, and then that can sap your energy. And they wrestled this weekend and kind of look. That's why I told the kids, look kind of like our first night out. You know, so can't put too much into it. You know, obviously we got a lot of things to improve on, but thought the fight was good and the effort was good and a lot to learn from, but they had some good kids in the upper weights, and that was good for our guys to get pushed, and so Saturday we'll get a bunch of matches in.
Yeah, especially early in the season like this with a younger team. I mean, it's a lot of guys' first time in the lineup, but they were able to right the ship, and especially once you got to the lighter weights, just keep rolling.
Yeah, it didn't count, but I mean, it's got to be the majority of the lineup first time out in a varsity match, and I knew that coming in, so we tried to you know, keep them calm and prepared. But you know, it's human nature, and they want to do well, and it's something new and exciting. And so, you know, like I said, we'll go back to work on a couple things and try to fix those things and get ready for Saturday. We'll get a bunch of matches in. That's where you start, to me, really getting a sense for the things that you're doing well or the things you need to work on. And then, you know, individually and as a team, obviously we'll see things that team-wise we need to work on, like the things we saw tonight with our shot defense and getting more offensive and things. So I feel like the matches we were offensive in, we did well, and the matches we weren't offensive, we struggled. So that's a lesson learned tonight, and get ready for Saturday. Like I said, every kid will get, you know, two, three, four matches, and it's a good measuring stick and good see where you're at.
Yeah, I mean, once you guys finish up Saturday, I mean, December's pretty loaded, especially early in the month. I mean, you guys got a lot of tough competition coming up.
Yeah, we'll have some good duels. We'll have our home duel against Roxanne and Hillsboro, and you know, that'll be tough. And then followed up with a Saturday quad and with Oakwood is kind of one of the headliners. Fairfield will be coming for the first time, and then Olney usually comes, and then I think the next week we go to Mattoon and Shelbyville, Cumberland, Carlisle, and then we go up to Tolono. So it'll get busy, like you said, and a lot of duels, and then hopefully around Christmas time we'll finally get our lineup set. We're kind of after waiting on some guys to drop. You know, tonight we were kind of slid around, and with guys certifying, it really messes up your lineup for a while. And hopefully by then, by Christmas, we'll have everything settled, and we'll get Jaden back in there to anchor our heavyweight spot, and some guys will slide down, and we'll really fill out and be solid for Abe's Rumble. That's kind of the goal right now.
Yeah, get some matches under their belts, get the gas tanks worked up, and be ready to go about mid-season.
Yeah, keep building. That's why I told the kids, you know, tonight starts night one. You can't win a state title the first night out, but this is kind of the starting point, and by February we have to be a lot better, and that starts with competing in the room. And you know, early to start the season, I thought they were super competitive with each other. And then I told them the challenge now is to not let a pecking order set in. You know, if just because somebody usually beats you, you can't be okay with that. You got to find a way to battle them. And then next thing you know, you get better without even realizing what's happening. You know, it's just a process. And the one thing I like about this group is I feel like they're receptive. I think they listen, take coaching, and they want to be good, and it's important to them. So I feel like we got a good shot to get there. It's just going to take a lot of work on their part. And I'm excited for the challenge.
All right. Well, congrats on the win tonight, right, Coach. Good
thanks.
Luck.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Heck yeah.